Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Those of you who know me know that I practice yoga. Practice is a really, really good word because I'm a long, long way from being anywhere even remotely close to perfect. But the nice thing about starting a discipline like yoga later in your life, as I did, is that only a fool would expect to see immediate changes. And as I kept practicing yoga, one of the nice things about it was that my patience grew. Patience is always a nice thing to have, but it's particularly nice when you get older and things don't happen quite as quickly as you would like them to. It dawned on me that I've learned three things from practicing yoga that have also benefited me in my interactions with animals and in my work with people whose animals have behavioral, bond, or medical problems. Those three components are flexibility, strength, and balance. Surely, having a quality relationship with a member of any species, but most certainly a member of a different species, requires flexibility. We can't expect them to do things the way we do. We can't expect them to perceive things the way we do. And we can't expect them to think the way we do. And because we have the bigger brain, it's up to us to develop the flexibility to meet them halfway, to understand where they're coming from, to not insist that they do things our way. That if the dog doesn't want to sit when we give the command, sit, we should think about other reasons than just because the dog is trying to blow us off. Maybe the dog has hip or knee problems that make sitting uncomfortable. Or maybe the dog's relationship with us is such that assuming that position is behaviorally painful. Flexibility is good at times like this because it opens us to looking at different postures, different explanations than we would otherwise. Strength is important. A lot of times we think of physical strength, but mental strength is also critical in having a quality relationship with an animal. I can't think of anything that requires more strength than consistency. It's hard work. Hard work day in, day out, until the job is done. That takes strength. That not only takes physical strength sometimes, it takes mental strength, it takes emotional strength, sometimes otherwise known as commitment. And then there's balance. Oh, balance. Balance is critical. As you get older, balance becomes more important. If you don't have balance, you're not light on your feet. Instead, you shuffle around like an old coot. Not an old coot like an old person, disrespectfully speaking, but like an old coot the bird. And if you've ever seen an old coot, they sort of shuffle along. They look like they're afraid to get their feet too far off the ground lest they fall. With our animals, there are all kinds of balances we need to maintain. Sometimes so many, I think, that a quality relationship with members of any species, it's more like a gyroscope than a seesaw. But the balance, however we describe it, is always there or should always be there. It shouldn't always be about us. Something that's hard for our little human egos to get our heads around sometimes. But it shouldn't be all about the animal either. We shouldn't become so involved in the animal that we have no life of our own, that our whole identity is wrapped up in that animal. It's not selfless to do that. It's selfish. Because so often when we do that, when we become so involved with our animals, our involvement centers around them fulfilling our needs. And in the process of doing that, their needs might get lost in the shuffle. So that's my New Year's message, my New Year's resolution. Think three: flexibility, strength, and balance. And keep those in your mind throughout the coming year.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.